This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So another article has come out saying our supplements could be actually bad for our health, a waste of money. You know, supplements have been around for a very long time. It is a multi-billion dollar industry, the supplement industry. And we're just getting more and more little tidbits of science saying it's really not adding any health benefit. Now, I'm torn on this. I'll tell you what I think. But this new study offers evidence that vitamin supplements are not helpful and could create risks if taken, in healthy people. This is according to a study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. They say dietary supplements do not help you live longer or offer any other notable health benefits. They looked at a variety of supplements, vitamin A, vitamin K, zinc, found no health benefits, usually no health risks, but with vitamin D, a different story. With vitamin D, researchers have found that people in the study who took 10 micrograms of vitamin D supplements daily but had no pre-existing vitamin D deficiencies, increased their overall risk for cancer and death. They say the potential harm of vitamin D supplement use among individuals without vitamin D needs to be further evaluated. So if you are not vitamin D deficient and you're taking vitamin D, that could be bad. The researchers also found that excess calcium intake from supplements increased your risk of cancer. But if you took calcium or ate calcium-related foods like cottage cheese, yogurt, that did it. By the way, I remember studies showing that calcium supplements could also increase your risk of heart attack. The researchers were unable to explain why excess calcium created a heightened cancer risk. They believe that maybe it's from hormone production. They don't know why. So initially observing study subjects, the researchers believe that all the supplements they took, including multivitamins, single nutrient supplements, you know, so if it was just one certain vitamin versus tons, like a complex, they thought it lowered the general risk of death. But after adjusting for factors of educational level, lifestyle, like smoking, physical activity, alcohol consumption, after they ruled all that out, the researchers found that the supplements, their benefits really kind of disappeared. They also noticed that the more vitamin D a person consumed without needing it, the higher the risk of adverse effects. They said nutrients like vitamin K, magnesium, zinc, and copper did not offer health benefits when they were compared to actually eating food. So it suggests that for most people, a balanced and nutrient-dense diet is really what you need. They looked at 31,000 people over the age of 20. And the only problem with it is it relied on people's self-reported supplement use. So somebody could have said, oh, yeah, I take this every day, and they really don't. They take it once in a while. Or somebody could say, no, I don't take any, and they actually do, and they forgot to mention it. So, you know, some of those studies where it's based on a survey isn't really, you know, the easiest. But previous research found also that, you know, like taking fish oil doesn't really help prevent heart attack. They're saying no. The latest study in fish oil said that. A lot of people take calcium, extra calcium. I'm a fan of that, but these calcium chalky pills could affect your kidneys. So these are some things, you know, you need to think about. They say one study found that vitamins and herbal remedies increased emergency room visits due to supplement side effects like chest pain, heart palpitations. They say supplements are not regulated by the FDA, so the companies that create these products can add extra ingredients to their pills without telling customers. They even say some of these supplements don't even have the recommended dosages. So a big thing that a lot of people take is red yeast rice, and it's a big, fancy, you know, supplement over the counter that's been really, really popular for people trying to fight their high cholesterol. And as a doctor, I would like to be careful because it acts like a statin. You know, this supplement acts like a Lipitor or a Crestor or a Simvastatin. So be careful, because if those medications can affect the liver, so can red yeast rice. And one woman actually went into liver failure because of the supplement. Now, what? Well, if the supplement had double or triple what it claimed to, or if she took it incorrectly, or if there was some other component to it that didn't jive with the liver, that's a problem. So what do we do with this big dependency on supplements? And, you know, the reason why I'm a fan of supplements is I like the do-it-yourselfers. I know doctors usually don't like do-it-yourselfers when it comes to medicine. You know, don't be taking out your own stitches. Don't be trying to, you know, clean your own earwax. Let us do it. That's what, you know, we're trained to do. You know, don't do your own pap smear. But for some people that are like, look, you know, if I don't eat enough vegetables, you know, or I don't take in enough fish, I'd like to, you know, balance that. I the reason why I don't, you know, give you guys a hard time is because you're not taking supplements to get high. You're doing it for your health. And so I really commend you guys for being proactive with your health. What I get mad at is when you will not take our advice as a doctor or nurse practitioner or PA, and you will purposely avoid doing what we do so you can take 7 or 8 supplements to counteract the one pill we want to prescribe. And you're doing it under the guise of it's more natural. And when we tell you they're not natural, there's other crap put in there, and you don't believe us. That's where I get my, you know, that's what makes my episiotomy scar burn. Right? But you say, look, you know, I don't eat enough fish. I want to try this, you know, fish oil. You know what? All the power to you. But be careful, because these fish oils could concentrate some mercury. You could be, you know, overloading on mercury because you're taking concentrated fish oil. I'd rather you eat the fish. Yeah, there's mercury in fish. But if you eat a whole fish, you're probably not getting the same amount of mercury as you could with these little fish caps. So what's the moral of this? The moral of the story is you need to eat the honest-to-God natural food. A pill will not substitute for nature. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Barada. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia show with a lisp. This is a show with a lisp. Sorry, my lisp comes out sometimes. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. I put a Z in so I don't lisp with the S. Big thanks to you all who follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Big thanks to you all. We really, really appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us there. And also email your questions at drdahlia.com. There is no S in drdahlia.com. All right. What do you guys think of your zodiac sign? And do you guys believe in your zodiac sign, you know, telling you what your medical issues are? Like, I think Aries has to do a lot about your head. And we've talked about this. We went through zodiac signs and what it means for your health. So I'll review this. So the reason I'm bringing it up is Amazon Prime now gives, I guess, these personalized horoscopes to match products with your star sign. What a brilliant marketing scheme. Because you've got a lot of people out there that really, really dig the whole horoscope thing, and they live by their horoscope. And so the $119 a year Prime subscription service, right, it's figured out ways to, sell more. So these horoscopes are this marketing scheme to push Prime subscribers to the latest and greatest products on Amazon. And it's available through Prime Insider. And I guess astrology writer and visionary Anna Katz reveals your Prime horoscope over the coming month. She doesn't appear publicly herself as an astrologist, but her website notes that she holds a master's degree in existential phenomenological therapeutic psychology. And Amazon is one of her clients. Now, if you're an Aquarius, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Aquarius is, you think that, you know, they got good music, the Aquariuses. They said Alexa Shopping and Prime Pantry are always there to answer your simpler life questions. Like, what do I do when I run out of hot sauce? I don't know what that has to do with Aquarius. Cancer. They say explore your options this month, Cancer, but do not commit. With spring in the air, the world will seem wider and friendlier than it has for a long time, and you will want to see and experience all of it. Keep your body healthy, immune system strong, and skin supple with Amazon Elements and new skincare line, Bailey. Okay, I'm a Gemini. Where's Gemini? Oh, I don't see it here. I'm not big on that. I mean, to me, I like the horoscopes that really kind of get you. So, like, if there's a horoscope that says Gemini, you really love glitter. You think farting sounds are funny. You like to do chicka-chicka to your kitty cats. I'm like, oh, my gosh, they figured me out. You know? And you have a crush on Michael Fassbender. I would say that's the gospel. I mean, I would say they figured me out to a T. But because I'm a doctor, I'm more interested in medical predictions with your astrology, okay? And apparently, according to the American Medical Association, according to the 2013 Harris poll, the American Medical Association really isn't big on astrology and medicine, but according to the 2013 Harris poll, 29% of Americans believe in astrology. So, let's say you're an Aries. And Aries is March 21 to April 20th, just in case you guys don't know your zodiac sign by now. They say Arians thrive on challenge, and not Aryan like the Aryan nation. But Aries people. They say have self-imposed physical and mental stress, and it could lead to migraines, headaches, and strokes. They're prone to stress, but they still need a fair amount of stimulation, lest they prey to depression. If you're bald, they say blame it on the stars. So Aries has a concentration of stuff that happens with the head, the brain, and the face. Now, if you're a Taurus, April 21 to May 21, Taurus the bull, they could be brought down by cold, sore throats, earaches, a lot of emphasis on the throat. They say a lot of Taurus people, though, are very good singers and musicians. And I don't know much Tauruses. I dated a couple. But they say if you're becoming sluggish and gaining weight, you may have an underactive thyroid. This is according to Healthline. So Taurus people, they may be more head and neck related. So there may be, I'm not saying they're going to get more head and neck pathology, but that might be the root of some of their issues. Gemini. Now this, I would think booty and boobies. I mean, if you really want to get me, Gemini, but no. Lungs, shoulders, arms, and hands. They say Gemini is plagued by hay fever, colds, and coughs. When not bogged down with respiratory problems, gregarious Geminis speak with their hands and arms, often throwing their necks out of whack. I don't get that. The evil twin of the lively Gemini is nervous and negative. I'm not really negative, unless it's about Obamacare. It's not uncommon for Geminis to suffer generalized anxiety disorder, insomnia, and nervous exhaustion. No. Okay. Gemini for me would be constipation, and irritable bowel. Okay. That already this is wrong. Cancer. They say cancer. Depression is a common affliction among emotional Cancerarians. To console themselves, cancerarians turn to food and often fight obesity, which can be depressing. They also have digestive woes, which are further exacerbated by overeating. Now, I'm not a Cancer, I'm a Gemini. And I don't get depressed. I eat because I really like food. Leo. Leo is July 23 to July August 21. They have to beware of elements to the heart. High blood pressure, blocked arteries, irregular heartbeats are risks of Leo. They suggest meditation for Leos. Virgo. Now, Virgos are August 22nd to September 23rd. They said they're more afflicted by abdomen and intestinal stuff. They struggle with their weight, whether it's too much or too little. They have a lot of stomach ailments like ulcers and irritable bowel. So you see that? But here's my thing. I don't live by the weight issue. That's not my biggest struggle. My biggest struggle is gas. Libra. Libras have issues with their kidneys, adrenal glands, and skin. They're September 24th to October 23rd. Poor Librans. Ooh, Viggo Mortensen is a Libra. They're plagued with digestive problems. They usually have diarrhea or constipation. They say take it easy on rich foods and treats. And their skin is sensitive, so stay hydrated and moisturized. Ooh. Oh, Viggo. Viggo, I will be the one to apply the sunscreen. Scorpio. Scorpios are October 24th, November 22nd. They got bladder, rectum, genitals, ovaries, and testy issues. Okay, now that should be me. That should be, because I know I got a testicle in there somewhere. I've got to. Sex hormones tend to ebb and flow more erratically in the Scorpio. On one extreme, it could lead to celibacy. Oh, that's not me. When hormones swing the other direction, Scorpio is vulnerable to consequences such as STDs. No, I wasn't really a hoochie mama either. Okay, not a Scorpio. Sagittarius. Now, Sagittarius has issues with the hips and the thighs. That could be me. Have you guys seen my thighs? Whew. Sciatic nerves and vision. They say the restless spirits of Sagittarius can make them accidents waiting to happen. They're vulnerable to conditions that affect the eyes. If your vision is impaired, you may be more likely to have accidents. That's going to Healthline. Now, Capricorn. Capricorn has bones, knees, teeth, skin, joint issues. Strong bones, perfect posture is a hallmark of your sign. Capricorns may be the more likely to suffer broken bones. If you wear high-heeled boots and you're a Capricorn, be careful, they say. Aquarius, they're very graceful, but there could be klutzes. And Aquarius has issues with lower legs, ankles, and circulation. They say you may be more prone to varicose veins. I don't know if I buy that. And then Pisces. So my husband and one of my sons are Pisces. They say they have nervous system, feet issues, and thalamus. Pisces have weak immune systems. I don't know. If they have corns, bunions, and athlete's foot. No, they don't have that. I'll look at my kid's feet. Now, both my kid and husband and I have flat feet. We are flat-footed people, so that could be an issue. Honestly, I think I covered this years ago on my show. I know Aries were more prone to migraines. Some people are more prone to abdominal issues, but I really don't see how the stars relate to that. But, you know, a lot of us are just into that. We're just kind of into the whole there being another power that runs things. Well, that's God. I mean, you can believe in God. But, you know, we want to kind of figure out and we want to predict. That's why these astrologers and these, you know, have such a market, because we want to predict. And, you know, sometimes they do hit it on the head. Sometimes we do, that's not too far off. But for the most part, I'm sorry, I don't buy it, especially as a doctor. So if you guys say, you know what, my sign says that I need to take Viagra, I don't think it's the sign. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr says the public will be able to see the redacted Mueller report within a week. He tells a House panel that they're still redacting four categories of sensitive information.
Right now, the special counsel is working with us on identifying information in the reports that fall under those four categories. We will color code the excisions from the report. And we will provide explanatory notes describing the basis for each redaction.
Busy day on Capitol Hill as Border Patrol and ICE officials are also testifying before the Senate on increasing migration into the United States at our southern border amid DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen's resignation. One Border Patrol chief telling the Senate that this is not a manufactured crisis. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. How many of you guys use whitening strips for your teeth? How many of you guys try to whiten your teeth? I got really nervous. I used to do that to whiten my teeth. I would do the trays where a doctor would do a mold for you, come up with a tray, your teeth trays, and then you had this little gel that you would squirt in there, and then you would go to bed at night and sleep with the gel on your teeth, and overnight it would whiten them gradually. And then you would gradually whiten your teeth. And cosmetically, you want whiter teeth. Well, I would get really, really nervous. I get really nervous about chemicals. I mean, I lather myself with makeup. You know, I use hand lotion, things like that, and moisturizer, so I sunscreen. But I just don't want any extra chemicals. And the idea of bleach in your mouth has always bothered me. Well, now we have a report that an ingredient in whitening strips is actually harmful to a deep layer of the teeth. They say the hydrogen peroxide in it, the active ingredient in over-the-counter whitening strips, may be harmful to the layer under the enamel of the teeth. They say the teeth are made up of three layers: the outer enamel, the underlying dentin layer, and connective tissue that binds it to the gum. The middle layer dentin is rich in proteins, and it has a lot of collagen. Collagen is strong. Most studies on the safety of hydrogen peroxide have focused on the enamel. Now, the chemical is known to penetrate the enamel and just reach the dentin, even though in minuscule amounts, according to Dr. Emin Hewlett, Associate Dean of the UCLA Dean School of Dentistry and spokesman for the American Dental Association. He wasn't involved in the study, but he explained it. Now, the senior author of the study, Kelly Keenan, an associate professor of chemistry at Stockton University in New Jersey, said in a statement that she and her colleagues sought to further characterize what hydrogen peroxide was actually doing to the collagen. Now, all whitening products in the United States contain hydrogen peroxide, or carbamide peroxide, according to the American Dental Association. So using entire teeth and artificial saliva, the researchers actually watched the collagen in dentin break down into smaller proteins when treated with hydrogen peroxide. So it went past the enamel into the dentin. They say our results show that the treatment with hydrogen peroxide concentrations similar to those found in whitening strips is enough to make the original collagen protein disappear. Now, they caution against generalizing the results obtained in teeth that aren't necessarily still in the body. These were extracted teeth. Because, you know, your teeth in vivo may be a little more resilient than in vitro. In vivo means in a living body. In vitro means in a lab or petri dish. But I'm not stupid. Hydrogen peroxide gets broken down into water and oxygen, H2O2, with the help of a catalase, an enzyme called catalase, breaks down into the H2O and O2, water and oxygen. And the breaking down can be caustic to those around. I did this study when I was in high school honors biology as a freshman. We would take little pieces of liver that were all bloody. We would drop some hydrogen peroxide on it. It would bubble like crazy. Well, the bubbles were oxygen. It would leave water. And, you know, the meat would, you know, still be there. It would be a little less bloody. But there was some protein breakdown. So I knew hydrogen peroxide was going to have some issues. The problem is I am sick and tired of, you know, people going, your teeth are yellow. Well, and the reason why they're yellow, why are they yellow? Because you lost your enamel. When you lose your enamel, your teeth start getting yellow. I don't drink coffee, so it's not stained. I don't really drink a lot of soda. So my teeth are yellow because I've lost enamel. So what's the next stage? Dentin. So the research is in its early stages, and we don't know how much dentin could be damaged. And they say the tooth whitening products that the abstracts are talking about have been around now for decades and used by millions and millions of people. From what we know, the integrity of the tooth is not being damaged. But then again, most people that do whitening don't do it a lot. So when people do have cavities or issues or broken teeth, I don't know if that many people go back into the past to ask, you know, I don't know how many people go back into history going, okay, well, you know, did you whiten your teeth? They say the most common side effect that dentists see of whitening strips is tooth sensitivity. Tooth sensitivity is where, you know, you drink something cold and it bothers you. I hate that feeling. Oh, my gosh. I'll take a waterboarding over a tooth insensitivity. I do not handle teeth issues well, especially a cold tooth. And you know what we do? We use fluoride-rich toothpaste to help with tooth sensitivity. Apparently, fluoride-rich toothpaste, we're talking prescription-strength fluoride-rich toothpaste, seems to help with the sensitivity. So Hewlett recommends looking for products that have the American Dental Association seal of acceptance. And when the American Dental Association accepts it, you know, that means it's pretty safe. Okay? So, listen, when we want to look good, I'm on TV a lot. I mean, I'm on camera a lot. I want to, you know, look good. I don't think anybody really notices my shade of yellow. You know, it's not like yellow teeth, like jaundice. It's just a non-sharp white. It doesn't look fluorescent white. So, you know, things happen. All right, 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. So this is interesting. There is an employee in Florida, a restaurant employee, that has possibly exposed hundreds of people to hepatitis A. But she doesn't work with food. This is coming out of Ruskin, Florida, at the Sandpiper Grill in Sun City Center. Health officials reported that an employee tested positive for the highly contagious disease hepatitis A that affects the liver. And they urged everyone who ate or drank at the restaurant between March 20th and 24th to get the vaccine right away if they haven't previously. According to health officials, hepatitis A usually spreads when a person unknowingly ingests the virus from objects, food, drinks contaminated with undetected amounts of stool from an infected person. Hepatitis A comes from oral fecal route. If you get it, that means you got somebody else's feces into your mouth. Not sure how, but it happens. Somebody comes out of the bathroom, doesn't wash their hands, wipes the counter, you touch the counter, and you touch your teeth. So, and hepatitis A can also spread close contact with an infected person, like sex, kissing, things like that. Contamination of food could also do it. You could get hepatitis from the growing, harvesting, processing. You could get jaundice. When you do get hepatitis A, there's jaundice, diarrhea, fatigue, loss of appetite. But this employee who talked to Fox 13 says she was a manager in training at the time and not a food handler. So she didn't touch the food. But she believes she might have contracted it through counting money and licking her fingers when she counted the money. See, I don't do that. I've never licked my finger to go through papers. I'll crinkle the paper if I have to separate it from one another. I don't lick my finger. Well, apparently she has a habit of doing that. So somebody's money must have had poo-poo on it. The owner of Sandpiper Grill, Michael Madden, said since learning the news, he required that all employees be vaccinated. I thought most restaurant workers have to. Anyway. And the business has taken a major hit. And he wants to assure customers that there's no need to be scared, but it's been a slow weekend. And he claims that the employee only handled money and receipts during the five-day period. And even the Department of Health said the woman didn't handle food. But now, it's a mess. People don't want to go in. People are scared. But listen, if she got hepatitis from handling food, or money, from handling money, you guys may really want to wash your hands after touching money. A lot of you guys will buy your burger and fries, get the cash back, put the cash in your wallet, and then start eating your fries. That's how you get hepatitis, people. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Missouri lawmakers are now considering enacting a ban on discrimination against unvaccinated children. We talked about this in the first hour, how in New York, they're starting to fine and threaten closure of yeshiva schools, Orthodox Jewish schools in New York, if the kids aren't vaccinated against MMR in an attempt to contain the measles outbreak that has now affected over 400 people in the country. Missouri lawmakers are considering enacting a ban to prevent discrimination against children. The bill reviewed today, or yesterday in the House committee, would prohibit discrimination in daycares, doctor's offices, and public schools if children have legal exemptions to immunizations. Now, the state grants vaccine exemptions for religious and medical reasons. Some parents testified to lawmakers that their unvaccinated children were turned away from daycares or doctors. Pharmacist and bill sponsor Representative Lynn Morris says parents are being bullied to vaccinate their children. They say a simple measure failed to make it to the House floor last year. And we are wondering about this bullying that I do think is going on. And mind you, I am pro-vaccine. I told you guys this. I am very, very pro-vaccine. But I am detecting some bullying. And when these places, these legislators are saying, well, we're trying to contain measles, and measles could, you know, increase risk of death, and our job is to protect the public, then my question to that for the bullying of people that didn't get the MMR is, well, then why didn't you do that with the flu vaccine? If you're trying to prevent a communicable disease that kills thousands, even though we have 400 cases of measles, which is 400 too many for my taste, I don't want measles coming back, and I want us to vaccinate. But if you're going to bully certain groups, then, I mean, why didn't you do the same thing for flu? Ban unvaccinated people with the flu from going to public places. Oh, no, 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 we can't. You know, we'd lose votes. There's too many people. You got to be consistent here. So the Missouri legislation comes as some of the states are moving to limit vaccine exemptions amid disease outbreaks. Washington lawmakers in March passed a measure to strip exemptions from measles vaccinations. An outbreak in Southwest Washington has sickened dozens. What we need and we don't have are the numbers of how many of these 400 kids were actually vaccinated. Because if a certain number were vaccinated, we need to concentrate on why this measles is becoming more of a super virus. If all 100% of the cases were in unvaccinated children, somebody needs to say that too. But no one's saying that. Nobody's telling us that all the cases of people affected were vaccinated. Now, we did get a glimpse of it in one report with the Disneyland outbreak. With the Disneyland outbreak, there was some, you know, reports that, yeah, some of these people were vaccinated against measles, but still got it. Now, mind you, unvaccinated populations can spread disease. I get that. But when you start to ban and trample people's constitutional rights, and you say it's because of a virus that could kill people, and we have viruses that kill more than measles, you have some explaining to do why you're only doing it for that part and not others. Now, there seems to be some political line, you know, siding with this vaccine controversy. And I'm pro-vaccines. But there seems to be, and there shouldn't be, a more liberal sort of backing of mandatory vaccines and these public bans versus a more conservative backing of, you know what, I have rights. And if I have a religious objection to the vaccine, I have a right to have that religious objection. So, and I would think the ACLU would be on the conservative side because, you know, how do you mandate somebody get injected with something if they're currently healthy at the time? But they don't. So this is very tricky, and it'll eventually end up with the Supreme Court. And again, I am pro-vaccine. I am very pro-vaccine, and I want a robust vaccine system. I want people very active and proactive with vaccination. But what I don't like is, all right, you can't go to public places, you can't go to church, you can't assemble, you can't go to the store, you can't go anywhere if you haven't been vaccinated against measles. Now, Ebola, I get. Ebola has a very high morbidity and mortality. Ebola is some scary stuff. And if Ebola comes to the United States, we got to quarantine like crazy. But flu appears to be deadlier than measles. Yet we aren't doing all this stuff when it comes to flu. Somebody explain that to me. Now, another thing that's starting to come in our way, which we have more cases of than, we have more cases of this than, oh, and I just lost the article. We have more cases of Candida auris, which is a super fungus. Now, we have 500, what do we have? We have 537 cases, 587 cases now of Candida auris, which is a super fungus. It's resistant to multiple types of antifungal drugs, and another 1,056 cases are being monitored. Multiple states are now reporting these cases of super fungus. California, Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oklahoma, Texas, Virginia. Now, the majority of the cases are happening in Chicago, New York, and New Jersey. We first saw it in 2016 in Illinois. At the time, about 60% of people died who had had it. But there might have been some other comorbid conditions that might have contributed to them getting infected with it. And some of you are like, oh my gosh, I've had Candida. No. Candida albicans is a yeast infection, like jock itch, vaginal yeast infection, infection under the armpits. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Candida auris. It's different. When investigators had analyzed the facilities a few years back, they found that it had colonized mattresses, beds, chairs, counter surfaces, infusion pumps, and windowsills. So that means this fungus can be sitting around hospitals and could be very resilient outside a human host. Now, there are some antifungal medicines that can combat it, but not a lot. It can affect the skin, the ear, but can also cause sepsis, infection of the bloodstream. Now, C. aureus, which is the short term for it, was identified in Japan back in 2009. But under retrospective review, the CDC states the earliest known strain dates back to 1996. It has been reported in multiple countries, including the UK, Australia, Canada, China, Colombia, France, Germany, India, Israel, Japan, Kenya, Kuwait, Oman, Pakistan, Panama, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, South Africa, South Korea, Spain, and Venezuela. Now, most hospital disinfectants are currently designed to be antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral. The CDC has urged healthcare facilities to be very diligent in their cleaning practices to be aware of the superfungus. So the superfungus is kind of scary. I'm very scared of fungi. I think fungi could very easily wipe out our country easy. But you see, what's interesting, there's more cases of this fungi right now than measles. But it's, again, measles, and I understand the health departments. If it is containable with vaccines and eradicable, we do have to urge vaccination. Now, I guess the big argument people have with why this can't translate to flu is the flu vaccine isn't 100% effective, whereas the MMR vaccine is about 90%. But again, I don't want to see bullying. I'm going to be very, very suspicious of it. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.